Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
What a lovely song by the beautiful couple Obongi and Colin. Be Lifted is the title of that song. And it all brings us down to 22 minutes after the hour of 3 o'clock. Now, I must say, this is really, really, there's a beautiful feature that I've just, you know, always wanted to bring in. Got to do it a number of years ago, and I was so excited, you know, having a chat with Arsenica the other day, and she's like, "No, I've got it for you, I've got it." So really, really excited for it. I've got Auspola Mahlaba. She's definitely not new to the airwaves, so listen up to this.
A very warm welcome to family and friends of Behind and Beyond Buzz. Let me just send a shout out to Johannesburg Correctional Center, Krugersdorp Correctional Center, and the team, Liu Gop, Moda B, Kosimamburu, Bugsberg, and everybody Beyond Buzz. That is our communities in Soweto, wherever you are listening. A good day to you. And today I'm not alone. As I said before, Paula Mahlaba Mokgethi is together with...
Yeah, it's Smitty this side, and it's actually quite nice to be on the air again to communicate and chat with our listeners. Uh-huh. But Paula, is actually very nice to be with you today.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Smitty. Today, I know that we have... spoke or had a topic on restorative justice a few months ago, but some people at home, they might just not remember or even know. Our first listeners, or let me just say welcome, first listeners, you just tuned in, and thank you so much. Restorative justice and rehabilitation. What is the difference, by the way, that this meeting?
Well, you know, first of all, is I think we must actually break up the word restorative.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And there's also the word justice.
Yes.
And I think it's a common term that is used within the correctional services. It is not a term that I think the man in the street uses a lot. But I would actually turn around and say, let's look at restorative, because restorative is actually coming from the word restore. Mm-hmm. So the whole process here is to restore. We will go into the details of what we want to restore. We must understand that in event of crime, even just bad behavior, antisocial behavior, it's not necessarily always an action that puts you behind bars. There's a lot of actions that is destroying relationships. And this is why you need restorative. And now let's just get to the word justice. Many a times, Paula, when I speak to people, they get stuck with the word justice. They believe it's only where the police are involved and where a magistrate is involved. There is a prosecutor, and it's the process. But when you look at the word justice, justice is actually partly a concern for peace and genuine respect for people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you actually look at that word. Mm-hmm. Now, yes, there are, I'm so sure, so many different definitions of justice, but I would like us to actually take that specific definition and say, right, fine, we are now concerned for peace.
Yes.
And genuine respect for others. So if we bring the two together as a sort of justice, then we want to restore that kind of genuine respect for others.
Amen.
Cool. All right.
Yes.
So we will go in how do we achieve that.
Mm-hmm.
But Paula, there's another word that a lot of people bring in. And they bring the word in a rehabilitation.
Yes, yes.
And people come, and that's exactly your question right in the beginning, and turn around and say, well, what is the difference between restorative justice and rehabilitation?
Mm-hmm.
When we go, and we're going to explore this, these different definitions and these words and the meanings, And I like what you said, Paula, is we want to look at the benefits of restorative justice.
Yes.
So I'm actually still looking at definitions.
Mm-hmm.
But if you may allow me, Paula, restorative justice is the international slogan for restorative justice is healing the wounds of crime.
Mm-hmm.
Yet again, I want to take it a little bit further. It's not necessary crime per se, any kind of damages in relationships at all. Restorative justice can take place in a home with certain relationships. But the restorative justice, very, very briefly, it is a reuniting people that say relationships were affected by some kind of behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So it involves a lot of people. It includes the offender, the victim, the family, and we'll get to that a little bit later. Whereas rehabilitation is only a part of restorative justice. Rehabilitation is just really for the offender himself.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to rehabilitate.
Mm-hmm.
But restorative justice is a much bigger sphere and involvement of people.
An involvement of everybody.
Absolutely.
Yes. As you said it, that restorative justice, it's simply saying healing the wounds of crime.
Absolutely.
Healing the wounds of crime. Like in I've seen in this, when I looked at the benefits that in the criminal acts, more comprehensively, it looks at it as in breaking the law. But restorative justice looks it as in recognizing the offender's harm to the victim.
Absolutely, Paula. You know, no matter what happens, if there is a crime, we have an offender that committed the crime,
mm-hmm.
and then we have the victim.
Mm-hmm.
That was affected. But mm-hmm. we have different victims.
Yes, yes.
You know, I think a lot of people just look and turn around and say, well, who is? And yeah, we are running a little bit offline from what you want to talk about. But I think the listeners must understand. We have the primary victim.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, for instance, somebody breaks into your home, steal your laptop.
Mm-hmm.
So the owner of the laptop is affected.
Mm-hmm.
By now I have lost and a financial loss,
mm-hmm.
that is the primary. However, the whole family is affected because somebody invaded their home.
Yes.
It's, and another thing is then this person go and speak to the neighbor and say, you know, somebody broke in.
Mm-hmm.
Now the neighbors and the society is actually, wow, you know, people are breaking in here.
Mm.
So it is not only the primary victim,
mm-hmm.
it spreads out. Why do you think so many people have electric fences around their home, have burglar bars? Not all of them, I hope, have suffered a direct crime.
Yes.
But they hear what is happening to
around
other people
them.
And they go into, let's call fear, and pull into their shells and start building extra walls and things to protect themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So crime affects the society.
Wow. Yes. Okay. So let's go to, are we going to the benefits now?
Well, if you tell, I think we need to get there very soon. Otherwise we will have to get there next week, but we want to start touching on it now.
On the benefits.
Absolutely.
So let's see who benefits from restorative justice. Who actually benefits? We've got the victim. I remember a few weeks ago, we spoke about victim-offender dialogue.
Absolutely.
So the victim benefits from restorative justice. The offender benefits from restorative justice through rehabilitation programs that he receives from DCS. And then we have the families. the families of both the offender and the victim, because we also have that program that is called Victim Offender Mediation.
That is correct.
That includes the family of the offender. But now, because our time is already up, but at least we've touched on a little bit of restorative
justice. When you and I get behind a microphone, the time flies. We're having fun.
Family, again, this is Paula Mahlaba Mokgethi, and our email address is behind.beyondbars@gmail.com. I'm signing off with Status Meeting.
Thank you very much for having us. We'll listen again next week.
Yes, please tune in next week. We will be missing you for this week. Thank you and bye-bye.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.